Scott Stringer, who appeared to be running unopposed for the office of New York City Comptroller, was considered a shoo-in until his opponent became Eliot Spitzer.
I'm still a shoo-in.
Stringer says he always anticipated a race.
Anthony Weiner was conducting polls to run for Comptroller, and Eliot was trying to figure out a way back in. What I didn't expect was that Eliot Spitzer would be playing by his own set of rules. I didn't think that he wouldn't participate in the campaign finance program, or that he wouldn't release 5 years of taxes. So that has been more of the surprise. But having a primary in this town, given my experience as an elected official, you have to fight for every office. I always anticipated that.
Today, Scott Stringer picked up the endorsement of New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, one of New York State's most powerful politicians, and the endorsement of three women's groups, Now New York City, Planned Parenthood New York, and NARAL Pro-Choice New York. At Union Square, surrounded by women, Stringer said the campaign is going well.
Yeah, I think today is another example of the broad-based support I have in this campaign. The fact that we were endorsed by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is, I think, somebody people listen to in the city. She has respect. She understands the issues facing families and women. And the fact that she would get involved in this race is very significant. When you also add NARAL and Planned Parenthood and Now New York City, you speak to the progressive women organizations that move voters and continue to distinguish my record on women's rights with that of my opponent.
Senator Gillibrand rarely endorses in a Democratic primary, but today she said Stringer is clearly the best choice for Comptroller, the financial watchdog position. She singled out Stringer's temperament and judgment, likely a swipe at the former New York governor's track record. Eliot Spitzer, who resigned as governor in 2008 after admitting he paid for sex with prostitutes, may be ahead of Stringer in the polls, but women's groups gathered are trying to change this. Now New York's president, Sonia Osorio, says Spitzer is a bad choice.
Eliot Spitzer, who's also running for this position, wants you to elect him, wants you to dash to the polls to elevate him to a position of great power in this city. Yet he thought nothing of violating the very laws that he signed into law. We need a candidate with a record of respecting women, each and every one of us, and the issues that matter to us as women. Getting ahead in the workplace, making sure that we eliminate violence against women, making sure that our kids have the proper education that they deserve, that women have childcare for their kids.
Osorio says Stringer is someone who has worked on all of these issues. She says there's one thing we've learned about Eliot Spitzer.
It's that what he says and what he does are two different things. He says he's for campaign finance reform until it applies to him. He says every other political candidate should release their tax reform returns until someone asks him to do this. And when he said he wanted to send a message that patronizing prostitution contributes to the illegal and exploitative industry that it is here in New York City, he raised the penalties for Johns, for people who patronize. But that didn't apply to him. He broke those laws. Eliot Spitzer thinks he's above the law. He thinks one set of rules that apply to him and one set of rules that apply to the rest of us. I believe we can do better.
The Spitzer campaign downplayed the endorsements. A senior strategist, Miriam Hess, said, "While we have a deep respect for the organization and individuals involved, we know that endorsements don't vote, voters do." And while Stringer has been meeting and greeting voters and holding campaign events, Spitzer skips campaign events where he would be interacting with voters. He keeps doing national TV interviews, Jimmy Fallon Tonight, following a week where he appeared on Charlie Rose, Jay Leno, and the Colbert Report. And while Spitzer continues to trade on his name recognition, Stringer says the endorsements mean two things.
They mean that I have a vision for the Comptroller's office that will help families and women, but also speaks to a 20-year record working on the anti-stalking law, the Orders of Protection Bill, my work on domestic violence, both as a legislator and as borough president. This is validation. It's not just saying, look what I've done, believe me. These organizations, they watch the records of legislators and borough presidents, and they unanimously are supporting me, so that tells you something.
Elizabeth Adams with Planned Parenthood says Stringer is the only choice.
I have to say it's his record on affordable housing, immigration rights, has really stand up as a champion for women. In the assembly as borough president, he's always really been a leader.
The women's groups say they'll throw the strength of their political action organizations behind Scott Stringer, and if that means knocking on doors in the blazing heat, then so be it. The women say they'll do what they can to raise his profile and shine a light on what they say is Stringer's good record. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.